To Monty Movers Arena, brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation. For short, CNE Christian Foundation. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we thank you. Thank you for another privilege you are giving to us to bring your word, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your word afflict us and be glorified in every life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of God, come and have your way. Come and have your way. Speak your word through us and let your word bring deliverance. Let your word bring healing. Let your word bring salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I will pray in the name of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that every word of God that we proceed this evening, we cover with the blood of Jesus Christ. They will go and they will bear fruit in every life in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you because you have answered our prayers. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. We at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, and prosperity in the name of Jesus, in accordance to Proverbs 21:21, which says, whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership on 090-6271-5171, 090-6271-5171, or 080-3437-0623, 080-3437-0623. I am Evangelist Moloku Oluchi, and with me is Pastor Obani Prince. Today's topic is understanding the power of obedience. I give now to Pastor Obani Prince.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Before I proceed, I would like to give God thanks again. Father, thank you for this privilege.
Yes, Lord.
It is only you that can give this privilege.
Yes, Lord.
I adore you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, O Lord. Glorify yourself this very moment.
Amen.
Glorify yourself in the lives of the people that are hearing our voice in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
At the end, you will be glorified again.
Amen.
I am bringing the message entitled Understanding the Power of Obedience. What is obedience? The dictionary says that obedience is act of obeying or state of being obedient with that which is required by authority, subjection to rightful restraint or control. Obedience is compliance, submission, dutifulness, duty and reverence and respect. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 18. It says, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. This is David's prayer. Why did David pray this prayer? Because he was a man of God, a man that depended on God's law, knowing that God's law pays. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Obedience of faith is the master key to provoking the manifestation of the wonders of the word of God. In John chapter 2, verse 5 to 11, here Mary ordered the disciples of Jesus. He told them, whatever your master asks you to do, do it. Why did he order them to do so? Because she knew that the only one that has the answer when you obey him is God, not man. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When we do what the word of God commands, or believing, we have committed God's integrity to confirm the word. Because God will not lie. God cannot lie. God has a covenant with his word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is true that obedience to God is not cheap, but its results is awesome. The results are so supreme in blessing. When you do what God asks you to do, you won't be left alone. When you do that which God asks you to do, you won't be defeated in life. Praise Master Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Here, being a believer or believing in God's word is not just knowing the word, or believing that God exists, or believing that word of God is true. It is called for practicing. You practice the word of God. Practicing the word of God is not just preaching, just as I am preaching. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Believing here is a practical thing. You live the life that God requires of you as a child of God. If God says that sin is sin, you should not put your hand into sin. Know that it's law. You have to abide by that law so that it shall be well with you. Praise Master Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There's a woman I knew. A woman, she's a believer. The husband is also a believer. She was looking for a job. She's a nurse. And she went for an interview. Then they told her that she's going to be offered that job on one condition. She must give what she has. This woman came home so sad and was seeking for advice. Then she was told, never ever go into such business. The holy things of God are not meant for dogs. Yet because she was very, very interested in that job, she went secretly. And after having an affair with that doctor, they denied her that job. And when she was asking the doctor on the phone, why will you do this to me? She didn't know that the husband was coming. And the husband got knowledge of the whole thing. And the whole house started blowing in flame. Why? Because she disobeyed God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, you will see where an ordained king, a man God chose, a man God ordained, a man that God brought out to be king over the whole house of Israel, the first king of Israel, the servant of God told him what to do. Wait for me. And the man couldn't wait. He went on and sacrificed. Why? That sacrifice was not meant for him to perform. That was a disobedience. It's one of the two disobedience that cost him his throne. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Obedience speaks louder than words. If you go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, from verse 1 and 2. And it shall come to pass, thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and observe and to do all the commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If thou shalt observe, if thou shalt diligently observe, you look well, you don't turn right or left, just as God told Joshua, turn not right and turn not left. If you will diligently seek and obey the voice of the Lord your God, he will set thee above all nations. Praise Master Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You see that being obedient to God can set you on high. Being obedient to God can make you to be favored in life. Being obedient to the word of God or to the voice of the Lord can make you what no man can ever make you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Obedience commands greater results than all other forces put together. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 and 23. Let's go to that place again. And Samuel said, as the Lord has great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And teraphim, that is household good luck images, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. You see, as there are blessings that followed being obedience to the word of God, there is also curses that follows disobedience. In this very testimony I gave you about this woman, tell me what that woman will do. She was crying, begging the husband, but the husband told her, forget about that job. She came to the pastor told her, forget about that job. She went secretly. She took what is sacred or what was sacred and fed a dog. And now she's begging. Her begging became like the lifestyle of Ahab. If you read 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 29, you will see where Elijah stood before Ahab and told him, the nemesis of what he did. He killed a man and took his land because he was obeying the wife. And God told him the consequences of what he did. And he rent his clothes and pour ashes upon his head. And God saw that he has humbled himself. But because he sinned, God said, I will visit his children. But whoever that is an offspring of that man that dies at home, then dog will eat his flesh. And every of his offspring that dies in the field shall be ate by the birds. Do you see the consequences of sin, of being disobedient to the word of God? Praise Master Jesus. Amen. Obedience of faith will open impossible doors to the believers. Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. This is where Moses was standing together with the whole house of Israel as they were coming back to Canaan. And before them was Red Sea. Behind them, the Egyptians. And Moses cried unto the Lord, what shall we do? This is what a man of God supposed to do. This is what a servant of God supposed to do. This is what a child of God supposed to do. Before you do anything, when you are in distress, when you are about to make a journey, when you are about to take decisions, you ask God, this thing, will it work? What will I do? How shall I do it? Praise the Lord. And the Lord told Moses, tell the people to go forward. Tell the people to go. You are holding a staff. Stretch forth your hand upon the sea and let the sea divide. God is the only one that can give you authority to do impossible things when you obey his words. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Moses could do all those things because he was in obedience to the word of God. And because he obeyed God, God had to announce him. And the name of Moses will never be forgotten in the history of mankind. To God be the glory. Then you go to 1 Samuel chapter 30 from verse 1 to 8. You study about another man of God. That is David. David and his men, when they were coming back from a battle, they discovered that people have carted away all their belongings. They took David's two wives, along with all of his men's and wives' children, and their food stocks, everything. Even the people were against David. David had to seek God's face first. He told God, shall I go after these people? If I go after them, will I overcome them? God told him, go. Because he sought for God, God had to support him. When you seek for God, God will support you. Even when you are seeking for God, it's not a right thing. God will open your eyes to see. He will tell you that this thing is not good, my son. Do not do it. In this very case, God told David, go. You will overtake these people and you will recover everything. Everything which they have taken from you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. This is what obedience can cause. I remember in my church, a woman, in a Sunday morning, I was preaching. I got a revelation about a woman. She was about dying, but that wasn't her time. Then I told the church, let us pray. And we prayed, and we canceled the spirit of death. Then, after Wednesday midweek, we prayed again during the Wednesday midweek. Then on Thursday, this woman went to farm. Coming home, her little child has used NIPA and pour into a bottle of water and put into their refrigerator. Being so thirsty, this woman came to the fridge, opened the fridge, took the bottle of that NIPA without knowing that it was a destructive acid. She didn't know what was in that bottle. She thought it was water and she drank it. Immediately, her stomach started aching. Before she knew what was happening, she started vomiting blood. She was crying. Neighbors, come and help me. I don't know what is happening to me. When they smelled that bottle, they discovered that it was NIPA. And she remembered the word of God on that Sunday. Say that you will not die. When death is coming, open your mouth and declare the word of God, I shall not die. I shall live and declare the Lord's glory upon the land of the living. And the woman started speaking the word. He started saying out the words, I will not die. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because she obeyed that word and said what God actually said concerning his people, she's alive till today. If God can save that woman in such a situation, you can't be obedient to God and live in shame. You can't be obedient to God and be defeated. You can't be obedient to God and be cursed. Even when you are in trouble, he must make a way of escape for you. If true obedience to God can guarantee peace, disobedience can guarantee you trouble. If obedience to God can give you freedom, disobedience can give you bondage. If obedience to God can give you health, disobedience will equally give you disease. The obedience unto God's word, if it can offer you life, then disobedience will definitely offer you death. If obedience to God can give you satisfaction, disobedience can never give you satisfaction but dissatisfaction. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm assuring you that obedience to God pays. You can be obedient to God and remain the least. David was the last or the least in his father's house, but God enthroned him because he was a man of God. Obedience to God brings favor that is uncommon, favor that is divine, favor that is everlasting. Obedience to the call of salvation brings peace and total liberty. It recovers one's lost glory. Praise Master Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Obedience gives a child of God additions in life. If you read Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, God gave us a law there. He told us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and every other thing and all other things, not some other things, not few other things, but all other things shall be added to you. Whatever you are seeking for in this life, obey God, you will get it. Obey God, God will never leave you alone. Obey God, God will never shame you. Obey God, let God see this sincerity. This obedience of yours, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Finally, do the will of God. If you are a servant of God, do the will of God. Be obedient to God. You will never be dismayed in life. Do what the word of God asks you to do. The word of God says, if you love me, obey me. If you love me, obey me. If you love God, obey God. And all these things you are dying for, let me tell you, the peace of God that transcends all understanding will reign in your life, and you will have them in full, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for your word. Be glorified forever in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Our today's topic is understanding the power of obedience. The place of obedience in our walk with God cannot be substituted. Obedience is a powerful force for our upgrade and personal transformation. The Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 36, verses 11, it says, if they will obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Obedience is hearing the word of God and acting on it. Hearing God's word and acting on it. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 22, it says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Obedience is aligning our will to God's will, doing what God has asked us to do, and to completely surrender to his authority and base our decision and our action on his ways. Obedience is the hallmark of our salvation. Although we are saved by grace through the redemptive work of the cross and by the blood of Jesus, it is obedience that will set us apart as authentic children of God. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 22 verses 15 to 18, the Bible says, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done these things, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Because thou hast obeyed my voice. This is blessing of obedience. Abraham obeyed God, and God released upon him and his generation a sworn blessing. Our test shows us that Abraham became a blessing because he obeyed God. The blessing was not only for him, but became transgenerational. This is blessing of obedience. God is the only source of life. Man cannot produce life independent of God. The way to strive is to drive upon God's life. And this can only happen if we totally submit to Him and obey Him. Man is dependent on God. Without God, nothing works. Jesus speaking in the book of John chapter 15 verses 4 to 6. He said, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned." Men gather them, cast them into the fire, they are burned. Obedience connects us to God. Abide in me and I in you. God created man to benefit from his infinite resources of love, wisdom, and power. And this can only be possible in the context of obedience. In the context of obedience. In the book of Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 16. And the Bible says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." The day you eat of it, you shall surely die. Praise the Lord. We can see God exercising exclusive rights to command, why Adam has the responsibility to obey. This was the creature relationship. Obedience is inherent in the way man was to operate. We are to obey God's law. The one thing that worked havoc in Adam's life was disobedience to God's command. Adam was designed to reflect God's glory through obedience to God's word, through obedience to God's command. He was designed to receive God's provision through submission to Him. From the beginning of existence, obedience was required. The Bible made us to understand that Noah survived the flood through what? Through obedience. He built the ark according to God's specifications, not according to man's wisdom. The way God gave him the specification, that is where Noah built that ark. Obedience to divine instruction separates us. It separates one from the crowd. God is saying, if you obey me, I will take care of you. And if you love him, you will obey him. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey him. When you obey God, you will receive the reward of obedience. When you obey God, you receive the reward of obedience. The Bible made us to understand the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. As our pastor had first read, he said, "If they shall act diligently unto the voice of the Lord their God, and obey and do all this," then he began to list the blessing from verses 1 of Deuteronomy 28 down to 14. He said, "And this blessing shall follow thee and overtake thee." And verses 13, he said, "And ye shall be the head and not the tail." That is what is entails in obedience. When we obey God, God sees to it that we are set apart. God sees to it that we become light. God sees to it that we are set as a city set upon the hill that cannot be hid. When we obey God, it makes all his blessing comes to pass in our life. Blessing of obedience, favor, success, name it, glory. If thou will obey me, if thou will diligently act unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and do all that he command, and do all that he command, and all this blessing shall follow thee. Abraham obeyed, and God sworn a blessing. It is called a sworn blessing. God said, "By my own self have I sworn. By my own self have I sworn that in blessing I will bless thee. In multiplication I will multiply thee." A sworn blessing as a result of obedience. The Old Testament calls for obedience, but did not equip any person to obey. The New Covenant called for obedience and provided the helper, even the Holy Spirit. Through accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you access the helper, the Holy Spirit. You are under the sound of my voice, and you know that you are not born again. When you say, "I am not sure," you are not. Because the Bible made us to understand that the Spirit of the Lord that lives in us bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If you are not sure, you are not. you are under the sound of my voice, I want to say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of all. I want you to be the Lord of all in my life. I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for your word to me today. I believe you died for me, and on the third day you rose up. Forgive me all my sins and wash me by your precious blood. Remove my name in the book of death and write my name in the book of life. By your grace, I will serve you all the days of my life till I behold you in glory. Thank you for saving me. Amen. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The grace of God that brought you, that same grace will preserve you. That same grace will keep you. That same grace will see you by His Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. The voice of stranger you will not hear. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, grace to always obey every of His instruction. Receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. You are under the sound of my voice, and you are sick in your body, in your mind, in your soul. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Receive the healing of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree restoration to your body. I decree restoration to your soul. I decree healing all over you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are under the captivity of the enemy. The Bible says we shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto us. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are free from every oppression of the dark world. You are free from principalities and powers. You are free from the powers of the enemies. You and your families are free forever in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you. Every works of your hands will prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that all that you set your hands upon shall prosper. He said you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in season. He said its leaves shall not wither. Whatever you will do shall prosper. I decree prosperity upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Prosperity upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. As you obey God's word, I decree this one blessing of God upon you, upon your journey. Generation in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious Father. Lord, I cover these ones with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover these ones with the blood of Jesus Christ. As many that believe, you will live and fulfill your glorious destiny to the glory and to the praise of His name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This program, Mountain Movers Arena, was brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation as part of our youth and children outreach program. We at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, prosperity in the name of Jesus in accordance to Proverbs 21:21. Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership. Our phone numbers are 090-6271-5171. 090-6271-5171 or 080-3437-0623 or 080-3437-0823. Thank you so much for your audience and see you at the same time, 4 p.m. next Sunday. And God bless you for listening to us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.